Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, you're listening to Under the Influence with S-Lam Bryant. Please welcome my guest, Brandon Harper. Brandon, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Name is Brandon. I'm a new author. I'm from Houston, Texas. Been here all my life. I'm 27 years old, and right now I'm just at a point where I am striving to be a better me and reach an audience of all genres with my message.
Okay. Let's talk about your childhood. Why were you different from other children?
Truthfully, I felt like I was different because the opportunities that I used to see others get, I unfortunately were not given. I was raised by a single woman, and we didn't have the best of everything. My mom had a job working at daycare. I don't know exactly what she made, but I knew that it was kind of rough because there was many of days, you know, she would have to ask to borrow money just to feed me and my brother. And when I would go to school, I had a lot of hand-me-downs. I have a real big family, so I was given clothes from others to wear. And when I would go to school, of course, you know, I used to get talked about, made fun of, but I was always the type of child, I would keep things to myself, which is unhealthy, and after a while, I would just blow up, and I started fighting to take out my frustrations, and I think that's difficult for any child to have to experience that.
Right, and so from there is where pretty much most of the anger started and started, like, lashing out and being a problem child. You became angry, and you started to be a problem child?
I was. I started acting out, purposely getting into trouble.
Purposely? Is that so your mom could come to the school or something?
I did. I know that sounds kind of bad. Yes, I know that sounds kind of backwards, but that's what was going on. I would purposely get into fights, cause mischief, just so my mom could come and get on my behind.
No, it's not awkward. It happens a lot. That's why a lot of kids do it, because they asking for attention. So it's pretty accurate. How did you deal with peer pressure?
I did not know how to deal with peer pressure. It ate at me. I could be minding my business, and as soon as someone would, you know, like, start something with me, I did not know how to take that.
Okay. I understand you said, too, when you were younger, like, girls turned you down. I mean, you're a handsome man. How was that even possible?
I appreciate that. But around that time, if you weren't an athlete or just well-known, popular, or you one of the cool guys running around with your pants hanging off your butt, you were not about to get no play. And I was in that category.
Okay. Okay, so I think you said something about you were, like, I guess, a promiscuous person, a lot of sex and drinking and the fast life. What was that about?
Oh, wow, she went there on a Sunday, y'all.
I'm sorry, hey.
Oh,
you're fine.
Well, when I got in my teenage years, things really changed. I'm still the same guy, but I don't know. I tell the story to everyone. One day I was just walking, minding my business, and I just seen this woman with her back turned. And I just became increasingly infatuated with the butt.
Okay.
I didn't have no kind of game. I didn't know what to say, but I said, hey, I'm going to give this a try. I went up to this woman. I made simple conversation. She was beautiful. She gave me the time of day. That's the day I felt like I hit the lotto.
Okay.
And from that point on, it was her, it was the next woman, and the next woman. You didn't need game. All you needed to know how to do was open your mouth. And, well,
wow.
I became addicted to sex once I started having it. But instead
right.
of doing it for the fulfillment, like to really enjoy what sex really consists of, I was doing it just to be doing something. Basically, to kind of fill a void, because even when I, you know, I started meeting people, I still felt the inside, like something was missing. It's kind of hard to explain unless you just really experience it.
Okay.
And,
so
and
with
drinking
that,
alcohol.
Yeah, the drinking, yeah.
Yeah, drinking and alcohol, that was to, I was depressed. I was real depressed, and I was trying to cover it up by doing what I felt made me feel good.
Okay. So at what point did it make you decide to go to counseling? Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, at what point did you decide that you need to go to counseling?
Oh, counseling? I actually was contemplating suicide. Yeah, it got that deep.
Okay. Wow. So it's a blessing that you went on and did the counseling. Would you recommend counseling to other people?
I would, actually, and I'll tell you why. When
mm-hmm.
you start feeling... When you really start feeling like you can't handle what life is giving you or bringing unto you, if you do not do something about it, you will lose your mind completely. And when you're doing it, listen close to what I'm about to tell you. When you do lose it, you won't realize what you're really doing. You're just acting out. So I would recommend therapy, counseling. If you have a close mentor, if you have real close family and friends that will listen to your heart, not your words, and understand how you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
I advise anyone to reach out to them, because you don't want to do something that's going to damage you permanently for a temporary feeling.
Right. So how's your family life now?
My family life now is pretty good. We've had, my family's always been divided. We've had our ups and our downs, but I think that with time, things have improved. We're talking more, we're getting along, and even the damaged relationships with certain people in my life, I'm repairing, and I thank God for that, because he's given me the strength now to be a little bit more open.
Okay. So, that's awesome. Tell us about Diary from the outside looking in.
Oh, sure. That came to me a year ago, the whole concept. You have the 50 Shades of Grey. You have the Zane Chronicles. You have anytime T.D. Jakes drops a book, he always does it under his name, but it's the same imprint. I wanted to come up with something that I knew people would be able to relate to, in the sense of, you have this grown man with the name Diary. Now,
mm-hmm.
when I hear that name, I'm going to think one of two things. Either he's a little bit on the funny side, or he really has something to say.
Right.
And let me clarify it. I'm just a guy who has something to say, so I wanted something catchy and appealing. I feel like everyone has a diary inside of them, because everyone
right.
has feelings that they want to release and open up about, but they don't know
mm-hmm.
how to. So with Diary,
mm-hmm.
it's a way of anyone who follows me on Facebook, Twitter, even if you buy my book and future books to come, I'm going to be that voice who can say the things that you want to say but don't know how to.
Okay. So most of the writing in the book is poetry or notes or
Say it's notes. It's kind of notes mixed with a little bit of poetry because I'm not a poet. I can't get in front of you and just start rhyming words, but I can get my message clear.
Okay, cool. I love the title. I really do. And
Thank you.
what was your writing process for writing Diary from the Outside Looking In?
It was unscripted. I didn't plan it out or anything. Whatever was on my mind, I just said it.
Okay, cool. You plan on writing any more books?
Yes, ma'am, I do. This is gonna be a series. I'm
Okay.
gonna do a three part. Yeah, I'm gonna do a three part series of Diary, and 'cause I feel that I can get my message out that way. And then after that, every other book is just going to be novels, pretty much.
Okay. Any upcoming events for the book, book signings or any venue
Yes,
vendors?
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I actually had a book signing last night. It was at a spot called Club Nick's. If you're from Houston, Texas, 1960, you're familiar with the area. So if anyone that missed out, don't worry. I do plan on doing another one. I haven't really figured out a date yet, but if you follow me on Facebook, I will let everyone know. And as far as other engagements, right now I'm just doing a lot of radio blogs. So I'm
Okay,
very, very easy
cool.
to find.
But give everyone your contact information. Let them know where to purchase your book, your Facebook pages, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you have. Give them that contact information.
Oh, sure. All my Diary fans and new fans, if you ever want to find me, you can find me at www.facebook.com/personalconversation. Again, that's www.facebook.com/thepersonalconversation, or you can find me at www.twitter.com/diary, DIARY Harper, HARPER. My website, www.brandonharper.com. And my email, if you ever want to email me for engagements or you just need some advice, it's b.harper, b.harper, 2K14 @gmail.com.
So, guys, on the player, there's a link to his books at Barnes and Noble, Amazon, and the Kindle edition. So be sure to hit the links on here and go and buy the book. Well, Brandon, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a real good pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you having me.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Yes,
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
you. Thanks for listening. I'm S.M. Bryant. This is Under the Influence. May you walk in love and light and in peace.
Kocham ją niebyt czy czyny, to ma gadka do dziewczyny. Stasz od